How do you make everybody happy in your family? Cook on a budget, make it quickly. It seems like a very tall order.
You need a couple of those gimmies throughout the week, though. If not, how are we going to survive this thing, Anna?
But there's one that is certainly a family favorite of mine, and nobody can make it better than six-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. Plum, talk to me about weeknight tacos.
Taco Tuesday, bro!
That's a really nice intro. I appreciate that, Anna. Thank you. That was very nice of you. I felt like special. I feel like I was coming into like a football game or something. I feel like I was important there. Look, tacos are one of the easiest things you can make on a weeknight, and you can do it super quick, and it makes everybody happy because there's nothing but options. We play a fun game at my house called Will It Taco, and that means what can you put inside of a taco that still makes it a taco? Keep it really simple at first is what I would say. I say the first thing you want to decide on is what proteins are you going to use, right? So I like to use skirt steak and chicken thighs. Listen, skirt steak's a little bit more expensive, but it's really easy and cooks very, very fast. It's that long, thin steak. Raven, you've seen this one, right?
I can make one in 5 minutes and put it on a sandwich and be completely happy, Plum. You like that over a flank steak for tacos?
Yeah, the flank steak is, I think flank steak can be a little chewier than skirt steak. Mm-hmm. Skirt steak has a little more fat in it, so it actually has more, it's just juicier and great for tacos. It maintains that juiciness you want in a steak. And as you guys know, I preach and preach and preach on this show, chicken thighs. Use chicken thighs instead of chicken breast.
Yep.
It's just more delicious, so much more flavor and easy to cook. Now, the two ways you can do this on your skirt steak, just grill it, right? If you don't have a grill, you can even just do it right in a pan. Sear it on both sides. It's thin already. It's not going to overcook. Chicken thighs, you're going to do what's called braising. You're going to put them in water with a little bit of chili powder and salt, just enough water to cover them, and bring it to a boil, then turn the heat off and let it sit for 10 minutes. That's going to cook those all the way through and keep them nice and juicy and moist. Okay, so we got our proteins done. Next, we got to have toppings, okay? So the toppings can be anything you want, but keep it simple. The one thing you have to have is some sort of salsa. Now, I think I've shown you guys before how to make my simple salsa, but don't worry, I'm going to recap it. Are you guys salsa fans?
Yes, very much so.
Very, very simple. Tomatoes, chop up a little bit of onion, chop it up, a little bit of cilantro, salt, and lemon juice. The easiest salsa you'll ever make. And then you can take that and put anything else you want into it. You want to put avocado in there, go for it. You want to put mango in there, go for it. A hot sauce, I think, or some sort of sauce is key. And just buy it from the grocery store. Get a nice taco sauce, a nice hot sauce. Keep it simple.
Okay.
Now, if you want to get really fancy, you can make a corn topping as well. Okay?
Oh, I like that.
Get a bag of frozen corn from the grocery store. I know my chef friend's like, frozen corn? What are you talking about? Just trust me. Bag of frozen corn, a little block of a cheese called cotija cheese. It's in the cheese section. Everybody carries it now. It's not hard to find. It crumbles up. It's like a crumbly cheese. And then a little chopped green peppers or red peppers or whatever you like, and a dash of hot sauce. Mix it all together in a pan. Delicious salsa that go on top. And always the finisher, right? How are we going to finish this? Well, a little lime juice or a little cilantro and shredded lettuce, right? I take cilantro sprigs, like the little stem part with the leaves on them. I'll put them right on top of the taco, and that's what I'll use. If you don't like cilantro, use a little shredded iceberg lettuce, one of my favorites.
So I have a shortcut, too, that I'm sure you'll approve of, Plum. There's a couple things that you can do to make cleanup time really easy. One, when you put out the shredded cheese, don't even put it in a bowl. Leave it in the bag right on the counter. Same with the shredded lettuce. You could buy the lettuce shredded already, so you don't even have to do anything. Just open it, leave it on the counter. And sure, you can make the salsa, like he said, all fancy and stuff and cut up the stuff, but also it comes in jars. It's right next to the Tostitos. You can just unscrew the top of the jar.
Not the same taste.
And you can put it right on the counter next to shredded lettuce and the cheese. It's a Tuesday night. Everybody had a party.
Will It Taco there, Chef. Opening the bag of cheese is okay. The fresh salsa is going to make a huge difference, but you want to help with cleanup time, just get a dog. Barkley will eat anything. He's the best vacuum I've ever had. If you need to borrow him, let me know because he's always hungry.
I love it.
All right, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. And you can check out his podcast too, Plum Love Foods. You can get that anywhere you get your podcasts.